It's Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson at NPR West in Culver City, California. We want to take a look at some of the stories that are making the headlines here in L.A. with two L.A. journalists who may also have some stories to tell us about that we're not hearing about outside of Southern California. Steve Chiatakis is host at KCRW in Santa Monica, and Seema Mehta is political reporter for the L.A. Times. They're both here with me in the studio. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, Jeremy.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's start with the earthquake that actually woke us all up this week, probably, if we weren't already awake. It was 4.4, no real damage, although there is this video from KTLA of some news anchors reacting to it. Let's listen.
Earthquake. Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Steve, you're laughing at that. You know the guy that is in that that video, right?
Yeah, Chris Schaubel. He was an anchor in Birmingham, my old stomping grounds over there. But he's here in L.A. He's been at a couple of stations here in California. I actually tweeted back and forth with him yesterday saying if we could get him on my show here in California. He's like, yeah, you're going to have to go through my news director.
Yeah, right. Well,
I've had so many requests.
And he and his co-anchor dove under the desk, and officials are now saying that was the right thing for them to do because at the beginning of an earthquake, you don't know what to do. But the big question that this has raised, and I've heard it as I've been driving around listening to the radio is LA ready for what could be a much bigger earthquake? And I'll start with you, Seema.
Some of my colleagues have actually been studying this very issue, and a lot of people do think we're overdue for a big one. And this has led to some concern because a lot of like the older concrete buildings in the city have not been reinforced. So you have thousands of people living in and working in, you know, in buildings that could, you know, just pancake if we do have a big one. There's been a lot of calls for the city to do something about this, but it's a really costly thing to even study how many, you know, what kind of work needs to be done, let alone be, you know, doing the actual work.
Steve, what about you? Is LA ready for the big one?
No. No, I mean, and seismologists will tell you, they say Seema mentioned overdue. I mean, they're all the same. They say, you know, within the next 30 years, we have a 99% chance of something, I don't know, 7 or greater. The unreinforced concrete buildings, that is a big problem here in Los Angeles. And as Seema mentioned, there are thousands of them here, or at least more than 1,000, that have been documented in a report that's been given to the city. Now, the problem is, how do you reinforce these buildings? And the biggest problem is, who gets to
Who's going to pay for it? Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you've got condominiums and apartments and all these buildings. Do tenants pay for it? Do the landlords pay for it? Property owners? How does the city work that out? And if something big does happen in the meantime, you're talking mass casualties.
Well, one big thing that is happening right now is the drought. We spoke with Governor Jerry Brown yesterday on the show, and we asked him about how serious it is now.
Just as serious. And it's serious because there's not only a drought this year, but there are previous years that have been very dry. And the drawdown of water in our reservoirs, added to the lack of rainfall now, really is quite devastating.
Seema Mehta, are people in Southern California changing their behavior?
A little bit. We're starting to see some effects. Like some restaurants, if you go in, you don't automatically get a glass of water. In Long Beach, where I live, you can only water the lawn at certain times, you know, in the middle of the night on certain days. But more broadly, we're not seeing major effects that are, you know, causing major life changes, except if you go to the – I've been spending a lot of time in the Central Valley lately, and you have, you know, ranchers who are culling their herds. You have farmers who are letting fields go fallow. So they're really feeling the pain up there.
Steve?
I mean, the interesting thing is, you know, some cities in the Central Valley and other parts of California, Northern California, I think Mendocino County, some other places, they're running out of water. Like, they're weeks going from being completely dry.
Yeah.
Now, that is an amazing thing. So they're trying to find ways to get the money, gather the money to be able to dig beneath the earth to get more water, to extract it. I don't
see
that change, though. I don't see my – I don't – I mean, maybe the water thing at restaurants, but
right.
I mean, is that really going to make a difference? And then you had
right.
Jerry Brown say a couple of weeks ago, don't leave the water on while you're brushing your
right.
teeth.
Well, and of course,
sure
we've heard
help.
How much of the water – I think it's about half that's used for agricultural reasons in California.
That's right.
Right. I mean, it is leading to some discussions about – you know, for decades, the state has really done nothing in terms of increasing the amount of water storage, that kind of thing. And so it is leading to discussions, but I wonder if it's serious enough that this time – you know, state leaders actually do something about it.
This is historic. It's an historic drought.
Well, one of the other things that is going on that I wanted to make sure we had time to talk about is the film industry. And we've seen things being shot all over the country now. It's not just in Hollywood. It's Louisiana. It's Michigan. It's a lot in New York now. I spoke with Mayor Eric Garcetti on the show and asked him about that. He said he's still optimistic.
We don't need to be as cheap as other places because our talent is better. Our weather is better. Our experience is better. Our infrastructure is stronger. We already have a well-designed tax credit in the state, which is a 20% credit, which is lower than other states. But every producer I've talked to said, if there were just more of that 20% available, I would film in L.A. I would film in California.
Steve Chiatakis, do people in this area feel like there should be a greater tax credit to keep the film industry here?
Without a doubt. I mean, they're saying the state should do more. I think you also have this dichotomy in California, Northern California versus Southern California. Mm. State capitals in Sacramento, they're saying, well, you know, I mean, it's not our biggest priority. And then when you talk about Los Angeles, you know, people are like, oh, my God, this is the
we've got to do it
apocalypse.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right, and some lawmakers have introduced legislation. Right now, I think our tax credit's like a quarter of that which they offer in New York, and we obviously have so many more people making movies, TV shows, and it's also really narrowly focused on small-budget films, so that's why a lot of the hour-long dramas have left the city. But what Steve said is exactly right. You know, politicians in Sacramento have long been very skeptical of, you know, it's not going to help out the rest of the state. It's really going to help L.A. And Governor Brown is also, you know, obviously been very concerned about getting the budget back on track, so he hasn't been, you know, too warm to this idea either.
But it's catching steam. I will say that. It's catching on that lawmakers are seeing their ways here.
Well, what are the stories that we are not paying attention to in the rest of the country that we should be paying attention to here in Southern California, Seema?
Well, one story that intrigues me is we have a new state law that requires chefs to wear gloves. And, you know, for hygienic purposes, and I think everyone wants your chef to have clean hands.
Yeah.
But some restaurant owners, such especially sushi chefs, are really against this because they want to, you know, be able to feel the rice as they make it. Nancy Silverton, who owns Moza, she wants to, you know, feel the cheese as she makes it. So some people are a little bit up in arms, and I'm wondering
bartenders.
If that's going to...
Bartenders, who squeeze the lemon into the drinks, they have to wear gloves every time they touch citrus to put it into the drink. Now, can you imagine on a busy night at whatever place you're talking, you know, somewhere on the Sunset Strip when a bartender's having to put on gloves, take off gloves, put on gloves. They were up in arms about
it. And they're also arguing that this is, like, not very environmental because they're going to be, you know, tossing out hundreds of pairs of gloves every night.
Yeah, that's right.
Steve, what is a story that we're not paying attention to?
Pot.
Marijuana
in California. We have, obviously, California was a trailblazer in passing medicinal marijuana back in the mid-1990s and proposition here in this state. Now the thought was that we would get a ballot measure here. There would be enough signatures by concerned groups to get recreational marijuana in the state. That's probably not going to happen. They're going to wait until a presidential election year. In the meantime, medicinal marijuana here in Los Angeles, there are more than 1,000, I think, 1,200, something like that at last count, medicinal marijuana dispensaries. And the city of Los Angeles for months and months and months has been trying to wrangle these. We passed here in L.A. Proposition, Measure D, I think it was, last November to rein in and to eliminate all but like about 100 pot shops in L.A., which were in operation here before 2007. And now that they're still trying to figure out how to get rid of a lot of these medicinal marijuana shops.
Stories we will continue to follow. Steve Chiatakis, host at KCRW in Santa Monica, thanks so much.
Jeremy, thanks.
And Seema Mehta, political reporter for the Los Angeles Times, thanks so much to you as well.
Thank you.